Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from ClearStep Financial, Carla and Cassandra, with host Miss Shannon.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 107.1. Always excited to connect with our mother-daughter team from ClearStep Financial. So joining me today, the mother of the mother-daughter team. Hello, Miss Carla. How's it going over there?
Hello. Hello, Miss Shannon. And we have a beautiful spring.
Oh, wait. Let's pause this. Just a second.
I'm in the wrong season.
Wait. What are you doing, Carla? You got what going on over there? What season are you?
I said we have a beautiful fall, don't we? Going into fall, we're not quite into fall yet, but we've just had some beautiful days.
Right. It feels very fall-like. And I think that especially with the way things work for us here in the Midwest, we definitely need to take what we can get, because quite often we don't have a fall. We go straight from.
So, it's coming.
Yes.
We know
so
it's coming.
Having this ability to actually transition appropriately into some very seasonable temperatures, I think is really great too. I agree. It has been a fantastically as far as weather goes.
What's interesting about the financial world, fall is actually a time when people like to look at their review their finances, schedule times to meet and to talk and to get some ideas or to just talk about situations that they might have questions about. So it's actually one of the most popular seasons to be able to look and evaluate at their own personal financial programs.
Which I can understand. If you look at the way my transition and my life works, it's, you know, you think you're going to be able to get a lot of things done, but, you know, once you get into the reality of what summer is like and your kids might be home from school and you're just occupying them and just trying to maximize that particular season, it is once, you know, for me, it is once he's back in school, once we get to this time of year, I have time to actually think and plan and strategize when I didn't necessarily up until this point in the year. This is a good time to kind of prepare as we move through the rest of the year. I love this time of year.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of school. It's the beginning of some people for new jobs, some people for retirement, some people for just doing some planning, financial planning, a lot of changes in life that's going on here. And we always want to reach out to let people know if you do want a complimentary consultation to go to clearstepfinancial.com/mytalk. Let us know that you are from My Talk, and we'll schedule a time either virtually or in person,
right,
or on a phone call just to talk.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to just, if you are still ruminating on how to start some of these things, it's a good way just to go, well, tell me what the first steps are. And once you take that initial step, it makes it much easier to go, okay, what's the next thing I'm going to do on this path to really educating myself so I can have the most things in my toolkit as I'm moving towards retirement.
Right. And sometimes people, you know, it's interesting because, you know, if you look at your own personal finances, you really don't want to talk to too many people that you know around you about your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to keep it personal. You want to keep it private. And so we have when we sit down with people and talk, we can give information, advice, ideas, strategies that are not tied to any type of emotions or anything like that. So there's some great value in sitting down. We're very educational oriented. We want to teach and educate about money and finance as well, which leads me into our webinars, because we have some webinars coming up here in the next. We have one in September,
mm-hmm.
we have one in October, and we have one in November. But these are educational webinars that we offer.
And the one we have coming up on September 27th is a little different from some of the very focused on financial health and building wealth like you normally do, which when we get to the other two seminars. So this one that you have coming up on September 27th about keeping your brain young, that's a nice departure that you're providing for people out there.
It is. It's actually a webinar that it was recommended to us in the financial world to offer to clients or potential clients as a value add, because so many people are concerned mm-hmm. about just how does our brain work as we get older, and how to focus more on things that we want to focus more, how to have a good memory. You know, we I know as people get older, some people have a tendency to lose some of that, but there's ways and things that you can do to help better, have a better memory. What about sleeping better or
right.
even stress, right? So these are all things that affect our brain, but we wanted to offer this special program. Dr. Mark Milstein is the presenter, and he'll be presenting information on, you know, how to keep our brain young and how to use it and how to have it with us our whole life.
Absolutely makes sense, especially since you've mentioned and Cassandra's mentioned on previous episodes that people are living farther into, you know, closer to that 100 on a very regular basis. So you want to do what you can to make sure you're maximizing the additional time you hopefully have on this planet. And this is
right.
a good way to do that, or at least try and do what you can to control something that you can't normally fully control.
Right, right. Well, and that ties in with finances, too. Mm-hmm. We want our money to be there for us our whole life. We don't want our money to go away after maybe 10, 15 years in retirement. We want that to be there. But we also want our mind, our body, our health. It all works together.
Right.
So this is just part of being happy. You know, how do you create a retirement, and how do you lead into retirement? Part of it is happiness. Part of it is health, you know, mm-hmm. our health, our happiness, and our finances. And our health is part of our keeping our brain young. And there are, you know, it's interesting. I look at this in life that we have our intentions, our focus is so critical about our results in our life as time goes on. What we intend for, what we strive for, what we look for, what we get educated on. These are all ways in which we can improve our longevity, our happiness, and our, again, our health with our whole being to feel good and secure in retirement. That's ultimately the goal.
Right, and that's coming up on September 27th. Then on October 11th, we get into the Social Security and Medicare webinar. I know that's one of your signature ones, and people always have questions. It seems like something that needs to be updated on quite a regular basis, and so being able to have that conversation or sit in, even if you're not immediately going to be impacted by some of these things, it seems like a good thing just to kind of go, here's the landscape, even though I might be 10 years away, 15 years away, at least kind of really knowing what those things look like. What do you think?
Right. And so many people have mothers, fathers, mm-hmm. right? They have aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters that might be heading into the Social Security as well sooner than you think. So it's good to get the information on Social Security and Medicare. I know privately when we sit down with people, we talk about Social Security, make recommendations. We look at that total picture because you've got to factor in, are you working still? Are you not? Do you have other assets? When do you plan on retiring? Do you plan on working part-time? Did you have a spouse that might have passed away? Were you married before, long-term marriage? So there's a lot of different factors that we look at personally, and then we'll address some of these in the webinar as well. And then all of these are on our website.
Right.
So you can go to our clearstepfinancial.com website and then just log in and you can sign up and register for the webinars
right.
on the website.
Just look for that events tab right there. And then coming up on November 8th, another one of your signature webinars, the Women in Investing webinars, one of my favorite things that you do for the last few years. You can get that information. So reminding everybody, you can go to clearstepfinancial.com, click on that events tab, go ahead, register for them now, and then you won't have to remember to do it later. So that'd be great. Carla, before we move on, I do want to remind everybody that securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Investment Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, and just give everybody a little taste of what we're going to talk about today, because when Cassandra told me this is what you're going to talk about this week, I was very excited. How to create stealth wealth. I'm very excited that that's the conversation we're going to have throughout today's show. And so why did you decide to cover this topic?
Well, you know, some of the topics that we pick are topics that are strong in the financial world. Mm-hmm. So we get information from all different economic reports and different, you know, just advisors that are interested in different topics. So this one came up and we thought this is really a neat topic because, you know, wealth can mean anything too. Wealth,
right.
We all have our own description of what wealth is, but our wealth is what we have, our wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a few hundred thousand, you could have millions. That is your wealth. And
right.
How do we maneuver through life with some of these aspects? It's kind of a neat concept, and so we're going to talk about them, but there were many articles on this topic, and we thought, why not talk about it? It's kind of a neat topic as to how, you know, what are some things that you may want to consider, maybe some things that you don't want to discuss with other people, too, and so we'll talk a little bit about that, and then what... Just because a person doesn't flaunt something doesn't mean they don't have finances. You know, they don't have the wealth. And so we'll talk a little bit about that.
Right. We're also open to taking your calls. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show with Clear Step Financial on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available as a podcast. You can always go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Just use that keyword, health and wealth. Get this episode and previous episodes. Today, you know, when I heard that we were going to talk about stealth wealth, I'll let you know, Carla, I was really like, ooh, this sounds so exotic, just the way that we do it. And I love it because it also puts some of the intrigue and the entertainment back in what people are like. It's boring to talk about my finances. It's boring to say I'm going to set up a budget. It's like, no, this is how you can like frame it. So you're like, this is something really cool you get to do for yourself. So thank you for bringing this topic up.
Well, it is. It's a topic that, again, I always say there's times to talk about finances, like with your immediate family,
mm-hmm.
with wills, trusts, beneficiaries, documents like the power of attorney, power of health care. Those are all important conversational pieces with immediate family continually.
Right.
Continually. You know, we say sometimes, well, we talk about it one time, but it really is something that should be more open conversation with immediate families is our finances. What we're talking about today is not so much immediate family. It's more people around us. It's our neighborhood. It's our friends and other family members that these are good conversations. And what does it mean, and what are some aspects of it and some of the details and so forth. So it's a fun topic.
Right.
But I'm not talking specifically about personal family members that are close to you that these conversations should be talked about.
And I think that back to what you're saying right now, it's kind of adding back into our conversational lexicon, what things do you need to share with everybody, and what things are sometimes an overshare? And when we're talking about finances, there's certain people that I'm like, okay, they're on the same page with me. We're working towards a thing. I can workshop an idea or something as far as a goal with certain people in my groups. And there's other people I would not bring this up. You know, this is not something that I'm going to bring up at a happy hour or at the neighborhood, you know, potluck,
right.
You know, kind of
right.
thing. Hey, let me talk to you about my finances. And so,
right.
you know, just reminding people that there are quality interactions you have. And then there's some, you know, what should we call them? Those peanut gallery interactions where it's like, was that really going to help you get to where you are? Just
right.
exposing yourself like all the time. Like
right.
That.
Right. You don't want to expose yourself
yeah.
in any area.
Yes. And so you don't want to necessarily flaunt everything that you've got, but you also don't want to just be that person that's always complaining about what you don't have either.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know, this
right.
is about that balance of how do you actually move forward? And I love that we start with, this seems like a very old school type of advice to tell people not to flaunt their wealth. But I used to work at a hip hop station. And so I
yep.
used to be in a club all the time and hanging stuff. And you can always tell new money people, like people that just started having money. And then so they're just extra flash. They're spending it on silly things. They're very just pompous and arrogant and don't treat people very, very well. because they're like, look, now I'm important.
Yeah.
Nothing about that is really helping you with your long-term wealth strategy. Is that part of what we're saying as far as the
stealth wealth goes?
That's
a really good point. The new money, mm-hmm. you know, when people first get their jobs, a lot of times they spend more. And I think that's part of the normal cycle, too.
Exactly.
Right? People spend more. But if we, even as an early age or a later age, mm-hmm. can learn some of these concepts here, it'll serve you well in your financial life today and in the future, some of these concepts. But, you know, we also have to use our own common sense.
Right.
There's certain family members, even if they're close to us, that shouldn't maybe be brought into the conversations for different reasons.
Right.
Maybe you just don't trust them. So, mm-hmm. you know, part of this,
and they might mean well, but there's some people that you might just go, well, we are not aligned in the way that we handle our finances. So what's the point of doing this if it's just going to cause tension?
Right. So the other topic may be, or the other, guideline might be that, you know, you talk to people that are in your trust, or you talk to people that are the trustees of your trust,
yes.
or on your power of attorney, power of healthcare. Maybe those are the people because those are the people that you do trust.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that should know a little bit more information about your intentions, your goals. If you have children under the age of 18, you know, when and how they would get money for,
mm-hmm.
for what purposes. If they're all adults, then are your children all, you know, if you do have children, you know, are those children, are they, or do you talk to other family members that are on your will and your trust? So those are personal decisions you have to make with that communication. Who are those people that
right.
you want to communicate with?
Right. Right. And I like this too. We had this conversation about you don't have to have a particular persona to prove that you are financially healthy. So you don't have to go, well, in order to do to prove that I'm financially healthy, I have to have a certain car. I have to have a certain wardrobe. I have to wear certain jewelry because I need to show everybody that I'm financially healthy. And one of the things you're saying regarding the stealth wealth is none of that is really important. That's not something you necessarily have to do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you're in a stealth wealth mode and you're building your either investing savings or you're there already, and again, wealth is your determination. That's
right.
that's your description. That's your definition. It's no one else's. Some people think wealth is millions. Some people think wealth is you know, what they have in the savings and
right.
their Roths and IRAs and that type of thing. But, you know, it's our confidence that you can't measure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's certain things you can't measure that are not visible. We can measure what we have in the bank. We can measure our investments, right? That is measurable. But what, and the things we have around us, but what's not measurable? And this is the key to the stealth wealth. And that's our internal knowing, our internal confidence, our internal, kind of our internal swag that we have.
Right.
That is not measurable, but is seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's seen, it's felt, and that's where this comes in. You don't, we don't need to flaunt what we have. We don't need to talk about it or post it on Facebook or that type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just keeping it within and having then that internal confidence. Because that internal confidence will help you, and I'm not talking about being snubby or anything like
right.
that. That's not what I'm referring to. But it's a knowing that you're making good decisions. It's a knowing that you decide when you're going to buy something or when you're not going to buy something based on maybe need,
mm-hmm.
maybe not so much want.
Right.
You know, I always say when people first get started in their investing and savings, you'll have to have an internal discussion with yourself, right? Is that something I want or something
mm-hmm.
I need?
Yes, and sometimes if it's a want, just being able to have the right kind of restraint to be able to make that want fit in with your overall goals and not
right.
have it be like some thing that you're like, okay, well, this is actually sabotaging my future because I want this so much right now. Yeah, so giving yourself a little bit more time on that. So, all right, well, Carla, when we continue, I know that we have some more information on how you can create your wealth under the radar and why that might be something that you want to work on. Does that work for you?
Yep, we're going to talk about just how to be have a happy life and some of those internal workings on with regard to our money and finance.
And you can also be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. Thank you for joining us here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon with my good friend Carla from ClearStep Financial. Today we're going over what you can do and why you would want to create some wealth under the radar, some stealth wealth, as Carla's been talking us through this. Also reminding you, if you have any questions, today is a good time to get them out of your brain and actually in front of an expert. You can call us at 651-641-1071. So, Carla, why, you know, we had gotten through just some basics of what we're doing and your broad definition of what stealth wealth looks like. And so now some information on why you would want to create this under the radar. And so why is this something that we're encouraging people to do?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So first off, if you ever want to read a book about it, The Millionaire Next Door, it's a book I read back in the 90s, and it's a great book about how you're in the country and you got a guy in an old pickup truck next to you, parked next or maybe at a stoplight, right? And that guy is very wealthy, but what does he drive? He drives an old pickup truck.
Right.
He doesn't flaunt it. He doesn't show it off. He's very grounded in life, and he keeps things. He values things that still work. And that he doesn't need all the new technology. He doesn't, you know, that's not his focus in life. It's about his values, his family, his happiness, making sure he has enough for his whole retirement. Maybe he works, you know, just because you have money doesn't mean you don't work. Maybe he works into his 70s, 80s, 90s, right? He continues to help people and work and these are aspects of a higher mentality, so to speak.
Right.
Something for us. And these are choices that we make, right? We choose to be in this material world or we choose to be in a higher level world, so to speak. And those are choices along the way that, you know, that will affect us. And so that's what this is all part of and to make those choices. But it's a journey, right? Life is
exactly
a journey. The choices we make in our 20s, 30s can be different from the choices we make later on in life. But then you have to ask yourself, where does happiness come from?
Right. Because it's not, you know, there might be some things that are, we'll say, if we're counting this as a spectrum, that might be more on the, we'll use the word flaunty side, that might actually add to your happiness, but that's not a guarantee either. So you really have to think about where you are in this journey and what things are giving you that joy.
Right, right. And that's a good point. You know, and I'm not saying not to buy nice things, because nice things can be important in life for people that want certain things. That is all part of our happiness in life. It's like we have to have those basic needs, right? Housing, food, shelter, finances is part of that. And so that's all part of that. But it's the focus, I think, in life that's the differentiator here. For instance, if someone, you know, what are your goals? Like, what's your number one goal? Is it, and maybe you have a goal to purchase something, but maybe your other goal is for savings. What we focus on in our life is what comes more of, right? If we have debt, you get more debt. If we focus on savings, there's more savings. What we focus on when we first wake up in the morning, too, is are the results of our day, of our life. And so it's just shifting a little bit is what this is.
Right. And so when we are, I mean, you've talked about this before, that really the key is your happiness and how this might be a way to build into that. And in understanding that, yes, finances are important, but finances in a matter of your security and things like that, you know, having enough that you feel comfortable and secure with for what you need, what your family needs, those type of things, versus sometimes not just a, as you said, it may not be, well, I need this particular dollar amount. It's like, no, I need to make enough that these things occur. Right. And we can comfortably do X, Y, and Z. And there might be things that aren't totally based on a particular figure.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, and there's different types of our focuses and our goals.
Right.
So sometimes we think about things. We think, okay, we want this and this and this. But if we actually take the time to sit down and say, okay, I have all these thoughts, but now let me put them into goals. And a goal is something written down in the present tense.
Right.
So
okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think our thoughts are goals, and they really aren't. It has to be specific and clear. I remember years ago, and if you're interested in this, I know there's a lot of books on goal setting and
right.
so forth, but I know Brian Tracy has some great material. It takes you step by step on how to goal set in life, but it can be for anything. You know, we're talking about finances right now, but we need to be specific and clear about what's most important in our life. But it could be, okay, what's most important in our finances? What's most important in our family? What's more, you know, you can break it down into four or five different categories, my spiritual life, and my health.
Mm-hmm.
So all of, and then have a one or two top goal in each of those, and that's what we work on, specific. And that's how we stay kind of in this stealth mode under the radar, right? Because we're value-based, we're goal-based, we're not driven by, okay, what's on YouTube today, or what kind of car does my neighbor drive?
Right.
Or,
mm-hmm.
It's a shift.
Yes, yes. And, you know, some of the things that you mention as we're going, or that you suggest as we're talking about why you would want to do this, is that a lot of times then it gives you the latitude to have those goals and those things be things that are really important to you, like experiences or specific items and things that are really focused on what you can benefit from versus what you are comparing to other people.
Correct. And those are those personal decisions mm-hmm. that we make on a daily basis. What's truly important to us? But if we live day to day and we don't take the time to really focus on what's important and write down our goals, then things creep in.
Right.
Our short-term desires just kind of creep in, and we get these whims and, oh, wouldn't that be fun? And then we, 5 years out, we look back and say, wow, look, you know, so many people do this, and I'm not suggesting to do this, but they'll say, I made a lot of poor decisions in my financial life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't beat anyone up, right?
Right.
We all do. No one has made all good decisions
exactly.
in their financial life to help them move forward, because that's what life is. We need contrast. We need to grow and to learn what that's all about. But it's important to take time. And this is the key. And
mm-hmm.
so many people, you know, you hear this, but people will not do it because it takes time. They think, that's not important. I'm doing just fine. I'm putting 10 or 15% or 5, whatever it is
yes.
in my 401k, and I'll be just fine. To take the time to write down specifically what you want
mm-hmm.
this year, in the next 12 months, or between now and at the end of the year, what in these different aspects of life, and that then will be your guide and your direction for your life, not outside entities that just come in. Maybe it's a conversation, maybe it's, again, we have a lot of internet stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's TV, that all that stuff influences us. But what's the key inside of us? What do we really want in life? And to be grounded in those goals, continually to go back to that. That's what this is all about, the stealth wealth. It's internal. It's not influences on the outside. It's our internal. What do we want internally?
Right.
And it's pretty powerful.
Yes.
If we can understand how important that is and how powerful that is.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, that happiness quotient, and we've both read a variety of books and articles on the subject of happiness. And what part of that whole equation comes from your financial health and your the methodology with the way that you are able to showcase these kind of things. And that's a lot of what you're saying as far as the stealth wealth goes, is that it gives you that ability to highly focus on what it is, because instead of going, well, it needs to be this flashy sports car because I've seen on social media that that's what people do when they're successful. You know, when you see those kind of things and being able to go, well, no, for me, it means that I'll be able to have a car that's paid off at every stage of my life, or something like it might be completely different for you if you give yourself that time to weed out those other influences.
Right. Right. And that's the key, right, to happiness right there, is that when we focus on our internal being, our you know, what are our values? What do we need? What are, you know, and that could be income. We focus internally rather than being influenced by outside sources. That's where happiness is an internal drive. It's an internal being. It's an internal knowing that we're on the path that aligns with my values and my goals. It's an internal. It's not an external. And that's so important to understand, and that's what stealth wealth is too. It's the knowing internally that I'm on my way, or I'm there, or I'm in retirement. It's that internal knowing. And the sooner we understand the power of the internal, it's within us. It's a choice. It's a choice on a daily basis. It's a choice to be happy.
Right.
Or to be grumpy, or to be upset. Right? Those are all personal choices that we have on a moment-to-moment basis.
Right.
But our personal finances, our expectations are an internal decision as well. And then as we work through that in our life, that's where we really truly find true happiness.
Well, when we get back, Carla, I know that we want to cover some ways for you to start working on your own stealth wealth. We can also take your calls. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show with Cleared Up Financial. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 1071, also available at MyTalk1071.com. Just use that keyword, health and wealth. We've been going over specifically the idea of stealth wealth with our friend Carla from ClearStep. So, Carla, when we discussed that it's time to like sit down, start with your intention, do some planning, and include this stealth portion of it as you're moving forward. And that's because sometimes it's, you might have, you know, sometimes the wealth pops up unexpectedly, and sometimes it's stuff you've been really, really working towards, right?
Right. And mm-hmm. So this is interesting. Let's talk, everyone can do their own little test. And again, this is based on articles and information that we get. So this is, but let's talk about what are the characteristics of a stealth wealth person?
Right.
So number one is they don't talk about money. They don't. Are hardly ever.
Right.
Hardly ever. They don't brag.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about how much additional money they've made. Sometimes if it comes up in conversation, that's good, but you know, there's not the bragging there. They don't really talk about their income or their assets, but they also don't complain.
Right.
About death or things they can't afford. It just doesn't come up in conversation.
Right. Right. That absolutely makes sense. That makes sense. And I know that in addition to that, they may, when we're saying they don't talk about it, it's also they may not show off, and as we brought up before, that social media aspect. You know, that, you know, they're not the ones that are actually like stunting and flowing and showing off on social media, but they may seem as, you know, what we'll put in air quotes, pretty average. Like they, you know, they may seem comfortable. They may have nice-ish clothes, but they certainly don't look like they're, you know, any different than another person in your neighborhood block or in your book club or anything like that. They just seem pretty average.
Right. Average. You might think of them as an average person or yourself. You know, I'm average. Average can be good. I'm not saying that.
Right. I like average. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
So, for average, that can be good.
Right.
Not to have anything flashy, flashy or mansion or sports car. You know, it's interesting. when people travel around the United States, I've always found that people in the Midwest are they're just more conservative.
Right.
They, in general, they don't have that flashy aspect of them, and it's kind of cool because I've noticed that through the years that, that's not necessarily something that we do anyway, right?
Right.
A lot of us are very conservative that way. But, you know, where we drive, an average car or maybe drive the car for a long length of time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Drive till the wheels fall off.
Until it's like, well, it'll cost me more money to put the wheels back on. So that'll be all right. But when we're, you know, as we're, you know, as we finish up today's show, because we have a few minutes, but just talking on those general guidelines of what you can do and how it's, you know, getting to that, those, once you've set those intentions, once you made those plans, being able to go, well, how can I get to my goal more quickly or make myself easier? It's, and it's a lot of the things that you say on a regular basis where it's talking about, you know, not if you get a raise, not necessarily completely changing your lifestyle to make it so that you're still paycheck to paycheck. If you can change that, if you are used to living on a certain amount of money, what can you do to try and set yourself up better for the future and diversification and those kind of things? And so when you're going towards stealth wealth, of some of those tenants, are there certain ones that it's like, we'll work on this first, or this is more often what you see in people who are very good at that whole stealth wealth thing?
Right, right. So, yeah, so let's talk about what we can do, right? What what can we do to be a stealth wealth investor, or a stealth wealth person in our lifetime? Something good for us to strive for, again, because it helps with our internal happiness. All these things help with us to be internally happy. So, you know, that might be to be, I call it internal discipline.
Right.
And none of us are perfect at this, right?
Right?
We all have our ups and downs in life, but to be internally disciplined on, is it a want or a need? Is it something I maybe can put money aside and a delayed gratification? Maybe I buy it in 2 or 3 years, or maybe it's a 5 or 10 year window and I'm going to save monthly for this. That is something I know in our world today, we tend to have gratification right away.
Right.
We don't delay things. So that's partly how we become a stealth wealth person, is that we delay it. We save for that, whatever it is, car, house, investing, retirement. Maybe it's donating to a cause. These are all things that we can strive for, but it's our internal discipline. It's writing our goals down that drives us, gives us a roadmap.
Right.
It's like going on a trip. I know we have GPS now, but I still like to have a map because I like to see where I am in the bigger picture.
Right.
And that's what goals are, and not just intentions, but actual goals, writing them down. But can we resist spending today to have so much more tomorrow?
Right.
Can we keep our lifestyle a little lower, even though we may have more income? Can we resist not buying the car, just like my friend just got that car? Oh, that, you know, it's the outside influence of others. You know, can we resist that and stay valued and aligned with our goals and what we want in our life? Can we run our own race and not compare us with other people?
Right.
So often we compare ourselves with other people. Well, they have this much saved, they have that, whatever. But can we just look internally and say, okay, what are my goals? What do I want to achieve? And compare yourself against yourself, not someone else, not the Joneses.
Right. And as we wrap up, one of the things that I thought was also beautiful that you had shared was that by working on these habits and these skills, people often find other ways to be fulfilled other than by these material things that may not be the best way to get to your financial freedom goals.
Right. And that's where that internal, it's all internal. It's like someone once said, it's the greatest race you'll ever race is the race between your two ears. It's
right.
6 inches.
Right.
So
right.
that's what internal is all about. We constantly have these conversations with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to give our internal a roadmap.
Right.
And that's where the goals come in. Because otherwise we go wherever we feel like we want to go that moment, and happiness doesn't come from that 5 years. You're going to look back and say, wow, I could have done this, this, and this if I would have just been a little bit more disciplined or a little bit more. So we want to live our life on the path that is the path that we want to be on.
Right.
That we emotionally or we feel we want to be on.
Right. Well, Carla, thank you for sharing all of these tips today. We want to remind everybody that they can schedule a complimentary consultation with you and your friends over at ClearStep Financial by going to clearstepfinancial.com/mytalk, or they can call in. You ready for me to give out the phone number?
Yes.
So that's 651-600-0855. That's 651-600-0855. They can set up that complimentary consultation. Also, they can register for those upcoming webinars. Just make sure that you check into those again. One on September 27th about keeping your brain young. That October 11th webinar on Social Security and Medicare. And then finally, coming up on November 8th, that Women and Investing webinar. And so you got some great stuff coming up, Carla. So are we going to check in with you next week, or is Cassandra back with us?
That remains to be seen.
Gotcha.
We will let you know.
Gotcha. All right. So either way, we encourage everybody out there to just have a great week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you back here next time. And again, you can always find this episode and previous episodes at mytalk1071.com, keyword health and wealth.